So overseas, HIT roadmap really actually have is very comprehensive. It covers both policy and technical. But the one thing that struck me the most as important really is to focus on content interoperability and secure patient-centered. The one that you mentioned before as well is the more active participation from individuals. As well as the other one that we just touched base on is the industry-wide testing. So I see the content, the transport interoperability more and better will happen, continue to happen. But the roadmap call put a lot of focus on content, like a consistent data format, consistent data semantic, all of that. And that is what we're seeing in the field as well, where why we work with our customers to build iQt. A lot of focus, we're going to see a lot of focus on content quality and content interoperability. So standardization, being able to measure content quality and make them standardized so that they different systems can understand each other, we really see that consumers of data, we put a lot of emphasis on that, and that will put demands on the vendors to actually make better quality interoperable content. So we definitely see that's a key trend. And then the call, in the roadmap, the call for industry-wide test certification, testing and certification industry infrastructure, I think that that actually is a great emphasis and really goes well with what we're seeing in a lot of the, in general, software kind of development organizations are more moving more and more to an automated test-driven kind of paradigm to build applications. And this call of, you know, like this industry-wide testing where they call for, you know, developing standards for testing first and moving on to applications to be able to self-test and eventually moving to being able to continuously test their application, that really actually follows other industry or overall kind of software application industry's direction of going to continuously to be continuous integration, test-driven, so you know your applications can talk to each other and are conforming as you move, make enhancement and upgrade from version to version. I can see both vendors and health information exchange entities would kind of have demand for that and would really benefit from that. And the last one, I think, really is on the individual active participation in healthcare. So patients, right now, we're really through the blue button and a lot of the direct project, we're seeing a lot of patients is becoming more active and then they have greater access to their data. And there are lots of enthusiasm from developers and vendors to build more user-friendly applications in that area. But with that, or like with the new participants in the team, it seems like security, identity proofing, all of that actually will become more interesting because we now add another type of user that's not providers or affiliated with a healthcare provider organization. And we see lots of activity, industry activity on user direct security access management and more user-friendly APIs for geared toward consumer applications like RESTful API. So we think really a lot of the innovation will be driven by this shift to have the individuals to have more active participation in the care continuum.